I'm Ben Thrills Camera with the GIS Evening News for Tuesday, June 6. Coming up, the Meteorological Service refutes claims regarding an equinox phenomenon. Ministry of Health conducting strategic review of healthcare centres and Finance Minister Hale's reopening of Alpart Bauxite facility. The news in detail after the break.
Fragrant flowers, beautiful beaches, and crisp, clean air are all gifts from this paradise that we call home and millions of tourists journey to experience. Help us protect paradise. Recycle. Dispose of your waste responsibly. Plant a tree. Let's work together to preserve the environment this Environmental Awareness Week, June 4 to 9, and all year round. Visit nepa.gov.jm, check the press, or look for NEPA on social media for details on this year's celebrations. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency.
Now the news. The National Meteorological Service of Jamaica is moving to refute claims being circulated in the public that persons are at risk of experiencing sunstroke and dehydration due to an equinox phenomenon affecting the country. A recent press release from the Meteorological Service states that while the concept of the equinox is real, the phenomenon is not currently being experienced. The release notes, however, that the Climate Predictability Tool, CPT, utilized by the agency is forecasting that local temperatures from June to August are expected to be warmer than normal. Residents are therefore being encouraged to take the necessary actions to maintain their body's hydration, including the regular intake of water, particularly where individuals are involved in strenuous outdoor activities. Persons are also encouraged to pay attention to relevant tips from credible sources such as the Ministry of Health and the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management. The Ministry of Health is conducting a strategic review of healthcare centres across the island as part of efforts to ensure the efficient functioning of these facilities in the event of a national emergency. Director of Emergency Disaster Management and Special Services Branch at the Ministry of Health, Dr. Jacqueline Bisesa McKenzie, says the ministry has already completed assessments on 82 healthcare facilities as part of its Smart Care Facility in the Caribbean project. Special attention is also being paid to improving the ability of health centers to provide medical transportation in the event of disasters.
The fleet of ambulances in the Ministry of Health head office and the regional health authorities is now 52. In order to mount an emergency response, ambulances from the Jamaica Fire Brigade, Ministry of Health Pre-Hospital Service, the Jamaica Defence Force, St. John's Ambulance, and Jamaica Red Cross will also be utilized.
500 temporary workers are also to be hired to do educational and larvicidal activities during the months of June to August to reduce the risk of mosquito-transmitted diseases. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, says the reopening of the Alumina Partners of Jamaica Alpart Bauxite facility will provide an economic boost for rural communities and the country. During a recent tour of the facility in Nain, St. Elizabeth, Minister Shaw said Jamaica's economy would significantly benefit from the provision of much-needed foreign exchange when normality at the facility is restored. The plant is being reopened by Chinese company Jiuquan Iron and Steel, JISCO, which Mr. Shaw adds will facilitate the transfer of agricultural technology from China, particularly for the production of fruits. The finance minister added that hundreds of jobs are expected from the recommissioning of the plant and urged the workers to partner with the company to maximize production. And members of the public may now access more detailed information from the Attorney General's Department, AGD, online. This as AGD unveiled its updated website on June 1. Attorney General Marlene Malahu-Fort says the website provides in-depth information on matters being pursued by the department and matters of interest to the legal field. She adds that the revamping of the website is in keeping with the department's thrust to ensure members of the public better understand the roles and functions of the department.
We get a lot of requests for information. Persons are curious. In fact, in this age of information, communication and technology, people want to know. And in this dispensation, if you do not have a website, you really aren't saying anything.
The new website may be accessed at agc.gov.jm. That was the GIS News. I'm Anthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.